We're up to the Mishnah on the Aleph on the base at the bottom. Hanodr min hacholav mutar bekum. Kum is the whey, the mecholav. There's two parts to the milk, the curds and the whey. I don't remember the famous poem. The curds are the part that you make cheese out of, the solids, and the whey is the liquid that's called mecholov, that's a kum. So that's not called milk. So if you made a neder not to drink milk, you can drink the whey. Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says no. The Gemara is going to say that really depends on Lashem Eliyadam. In Rabbi Yossi's place, they used to call whey milk, and in regular places, not. Minakum mutar b'cholav. But if you made a neder not to drink whey, that surely doesn't include milk. Abba Shol Omer Hanodr min hagvina osur ba. The person made a neder not to eat cheese, so he can't eat the cheese. Bein malucha tfela, whether it is salted cheese or bland cheese. Hanodr min habasar mutar berotav. If you made a neder not to eat meat, so then you're allowed to eat the gravy of the meat. With a kifa, because that's not meat. The Gemara is going to distinguish between where you said, I'm not eating meat, stam, or you said this meat, and then it got mixed up with gravy or whatever. Then there's a different iser. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oser, the rotov, the gravy, and the kifa is the pieces of meat that get mixed in with the gravy. Hezo says that's Oser. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, I'll bring you a Maisa, that it's clear Oser. Not only gravy and not only pieces of meat that fell off the meat, but even if the person made an iser on meat and he cooked the meat with eggs, the eggs are also osur because they're osur but no same time. Amrlo kenadover. They said, yeah, that's true. Amosai bisman shiomer basur zeolai. If he said this meat is osur to me, so he made the meat a dover osur. So now if you cooked it with something like any else, dover osur, it's osur benosin tam. Right? If it's shishim, right? Less than shishim kineged it, it's osur. Shanodim min adover min asar v'achir yesh bo benosin tam osur. But we're talking where a person didn't say this meat. He said, I'm not going to eat meat. So then that doesn't include the other things. Right? He didn't say any specific meat, that meat could osur something else. He said, I'm not allowed to eat meat. This is not meat. But if he said this meat, and then it got cooked with something or whatever, what's cooked with is osur, because it's part of that meat. Hanodim in a yayin, mutter betav, shul sheyesh bo tam yayin. Person makes a neder, he's not going to drink wine. He's allowed to eat food that has a tam yayin in it, because that's not called wine. Right? Even though there's wine in it, that's not meant. He meant to drink wine. He didn't mean that the wine's mixed with something else. Omer konim yayin zeh, on the other hand, if he said, this wine is osur to me, and then it got mixed up. You put it into a cake or something, it's osur. Right? Shadi toim, v'nofel etavshul, nishbo v'nosim tamar, it's osur. It becomes like any dover osur. But if you made the nether not to drink wine, then eating wine in cake is not drinking wine. Rashi. Min hakum, mishke, chaynu nisyovi dechelba. The kum eino bechlal cholav. Kum is not part of the cholav. It says a separate name. Oser de kosover yesh bo tzichtsua cholav v'havei bechlal cholav. So Rashi says the reason that Rabbi Yossi says, also the Gemara will say a different reason. But in the Mishnah it could be that Rabbi Yossi holds that kum has in it some of the milk. So when you eat kum, you're eating milk too. Min akum mutar bechalav, divrei akol de cholav eino bechlal kum. Everybody holds that when you say kum, you don't mean cholav. It could be if you say cholav, you mean kum, because there is cholav in kum. Mutar berotav morok, that's the gravy. Uva kipa, makfe ova mitavlin. That's where you have all the spices or other things in the pot, and there's even little pieces of meat that mixed in, that's not called meat. So Rabbi Yehuda says that I'll show you that not only is the gravy osur, but even eggs that were cooked with the meat is osur. So they said, Kena Dover. she'asr. We agree that it's asr. Kishamar basr ze olai. That's only if you said, I'm asring this basr. And then it got mixed in with eggs or whatever. She'esh b'kderu, l'chshomer kein, kol ma she'esh b'kderu, she'esh b'otam basr asr. Then whatever in that meat imparts a taste into is asr. But if you made the nether stam basr, then this is not included in basr. Shanodr min hadavar, kagon she'amar basr ze olai v'nisariv. Avakilo amar basr ze olai. Elakonim basr olai. The mashem basr mamish, then mutta barotov of a kefir. Not asr any specific meat, just all meat in general. So this is not meat. Okay. Here there's the reason this is a small omelet is because the ran is gigantic. It's a very yisodistic ran, so we'll mention two or three points from it. The ran asks a question on this gemara, on this mishnah. The charet says if there's benosein tam, then it's aser. If it's not benosein tam, meaning if there's more than shishim keneged the meat, where you said basar zeh, and you have 60 times as many eggs as meat, then it'll be mutter, because it's batel b'shishim. So the Ran asks, why is it batel b'shishim? We know that dover sheyesh lo matirim is not batel afilu be'elef, something that could become mutter, right? For instance, you have a beyesh anolda b'yontif. So on yontif, it's awesome. But if you wait one day, it'll be mutter. So instead of eating it be'isser, eat it be'heter, eat it the next day. That's the stam reason why. Why should you rely on bittel and eat it today? Eat it tomorrow, it'll be 100% mutter. So therefore, it's not bottle, even the elef. So the yidorim is dover sheish l'matirin. First of all, it's not only that you could be matter the nether, but it's a mitzvah to be matter the nether, because it's better not to have a nether on you at all. So the Gemara later on says a mitzvah to what's it called to mevatel nedarim, right? Tov mishalon tidor mishatidor. Even for some made a nether, better to be shoal on the nether and get rid of the nether. So there's an inyan bedafka to be shoal on the nether. So it's not just a dover sheyesh l'matirim. It's that's something that should be done. So it's dover sheyesh l'matirim. Why should it be mutter b'shishim? So here the Ran says a big yisod. The Ran's yisod. It's Beya and other places. He says the reason why dover sheyesh l'matirim is not bottle is not because of this svara that might as well eat it tomorrow beheter, why should you eat it bittel today? It's a different reason. He says like this: bittel only applies by different things. The same thing can't be bottle one to the other. Just the opposite. Two things that are the same are mechazek each other, not bottle one and the other. That's why Rabbi Huda holds that min b'mino is not bottle. Right? It's only if you have two separate things. You have meat and eggs, right? So they could be bottle one and the other. But if you have eggs and eggs, there's no such thing as bittel. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Min b'mino. We don't hold. Min b'mino is not bottle. Why? Because even though they're the same thing, but if one is mutter and one's osser, that makes them different. Right? The fact that it's mutter or osser makes it different. So then it comes two different things. One is eggs of heter and one's eggs of isser. So even though in material they're the same, but in din they're different. So the din is the main thing. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Min b'mino. Even though they're the same material, but the fact that one's mutter and one's asur makes them different enough to be batel. Okay. However, also, therefore, one second, therefore, the Ran says like this, we missed the main point. The Ran says, when do we say the dover sheyesh lo matirim is what's it called, is not batel? That's only if it's min b'mino, if it's the two same things. Right? But if it's different things, like here, meat and eggs, then it's bottle even dover sheyesh lo matirin. Why? Because what's the svar of dover sheyesh lo matirin? When we hold that two separate things that are the same are bottle because one's mutter and one's osir. But if the one that's osir could become mutter too, then it's not so different than the other one. Then even the Rabbanan hold that min b'mino is not bottle. When is min b'mino bottle? When one is mutter and one's osir. But if one is mutter and one is osir but could become mutter, they're not different enough for there to be bittel. Okay, so that's the Ran says. When do we say dover sheish l'matirin is not bottle? Only if it's min b'mino. But min b'she'ino mino, then dover sheish l'matirin is also bottle. That's the Ran's chiddush. Min she'benum. Then he brings a lot of questions on that. That we see there are cases where it's even min b'she'ino mino, and it's not bottle. Right, so he says those cases, various cases, is where not only is it possible to become mutter later, but there's even a heter in it now. For instance, one case is like this. You have somebody makes dough, right, on Yontif, and they have the flour and the water, and somebody else puts in the yeast or the salt or whatever. So Shaila, and the two people have different tumim. So where can you take this dough? So what's it called? Where the dough itself you can take to one place, to the salt part you can take another place. So therefore, what's it called? The Shaila is, does it become bottle? So there we say it doesn't become bottle. It's min sheino mina, salt and flour or whatever. She says over there, it's not just that wait till after Yontif and it'll be mutter completely. That's a regular davar sheish l'matir. And here there's an extra added thing, and that is that it's mutter in the place where both of them can walk. It's already mutter in a certain place. So where it's not only davar sheish l'matirin, but there's also some kind of heter even now, then even min misheino mino is not bottle by davar sheish l'matirin, because really it's like they're both heter. This one has a potential to be heter later, and there's also it's heter now in certain circumstances. When it has both of those milas, then they're so similar that even min b'she'eno mino is what's it called, not bottle. But normally, if it's only a dover sheishul matirin, the only reason that it's considered like heter is because it's going to be mutter tomorrow, then that has to be dafka where it's the same min. If it's a different min, it's a different enough to become bottle, and just the fact that they're both have a potential to be heter doesn't make them similar enough to take away the bittel.
That, when both are mutter.
What? Yeah, but that's not a question of bittel. There, it's a question. Dover sheheter taka pashas can't be bottle. Only you can only mevatel an isser. You can't mevatel heter. There is a special gzeiras hakosov of the Torah that if you mevatel both of them together, they become osur. Right? And achanami, what's it called? That's a special din haTorah that if you mavashal the two of them together, if you have basar b'cholav, then it could become batel and something else. But otherwise, even a mix of cholav is what's it called?